Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we're joined by Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Let's start with the fallout between Elon Musk and President Trump. What do you think this is about, John?
Well, you've got two people that are very similarly, have very similar personalities. And both of them, I think, have enormous egos. And I think the fallout here was inevitable from day one. Something at some point is going to trigger what we just have witnessed. And, you know, whether it was the fact that Musk lost his tax credits for people buying electric vehicles that set the trigger, whether it was something that was said internally that we don't yet know. But I think overall, this fallout was destined to occur, and it is.
Michael, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it was inevitable. It was predictable. It's somewhat funny. And it's really somewhat sad about the state of the country that we're in, that the world's richest man and the world's most powerful man are essentially executing a comic book for us on television on a daily night. It's kind of a sad reality of what we knew would come between this relationship. But even bigger than that, I think it just continues to show us who Donald Trump is. And again, I'm shocked that we signed up for another 4 years of it.
One thing I would add that has some real world, potentially high impact political implications is that, you know, the House of Representatives right now, the Senate right now is considering this reconciliation package that passed the House by one vote, with Musk coming out against it and then ultimately threatening to start a third party, which I think is, you know, non-serious, but potentially threatening to go after Republicans who vote for this bill, that could make it even more tricky to get something across the finish line. I think Republicans will pass something, but this split coming at this time could have real political implications.
Well, I find it a little bit interesting that it seems like immigration is at the heart of this debate between the two, because President Trump believes immigration is the central part of his presidency, and Elon Musk does not think it's that much of a deal. He's more concerned about shrinking government and DOGE and that kind of stuff. So how does that affect, do you think, Michael, the issue of immigration when we have the world's richest man who's a big part of this presidency and the president on different sides of that issue?
Well, I know the world's richest man can't be surprised with where the president was and is. He said it the entire time he ran. Both presidencies have been essentially based on immigrants and the terrible things he said about them to motivate. Elon Musk is, I guess his focus is on immigration. But honestly, Scott, I think Elon's focus is wanting to put rockets on the Mars. I think this guy's brain is 100% trained on that and saw the effort that he was doing for DOGE to make sure that they could, we could be multi-planetary. It sounds insane to me, but I do think that's where this man's brain is.
John?
Well, Trump's immigration focus was never going to change. That was a big part of what got him elected. And I think some of the frustration you've seen in the administration that the deportations aren't enough, certainly coming out of Stephen Miller and others, and you see what's happening in Los Angeles overnight, bringing in the president, ordering the National Guard over the authority of the governor. You know, I think you're going to continue to see these upheavals and clashes, and I think Donald Trump considers that good politics for him. But we're, you know, we're in uncharted waters here.
Moving on to another topic, the former White House Chief of Staff, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, saying this week, quote, that Democrats should stop talking about bathrooms and locker rooms and start talking about the classroom, among other things. And he is trying to point toward a presidential run in the next election. Michael, I'll start with you on this. Where do you see him in the mix and the Democratic Party right now? Still there?
Maybe we lost him.
Yeah, here I am. Okay. I think we're all in this process of self-diagnosis of what happened to the Democratic Party in the last election. From a pure Rahm Emanuel standpoint, I love it. I love this guy. He's a fighter. He's articulate. He's smart. He's agile. He's an incredible politician. I hope that he is one of the emerging faces of the Democratic Party, and I think it's starting to push back on these policies. Donald Trump's surely going to give us a lot of opportunity over the next couple of years to point out the differences between our two parties, and I think he'd be an effective communicator for it.
And John, from a Republican standpoint, what do you think about Rahm Emanuel and the Democratic Party at this point?
Yeah, so they're in the process of going through soul searching. Are they going to be a progressive party with the likes of AOC and Governor Pritzker, or are they going to be a center-left party, which is basically what Emanuel's articulated? You look at the Republican Party's already settled that debate of whether they were going to be a traditional conservative Reagan party or a populist nationalistic party. That debate's been settled in the Republican Party. They're populist nationalists. The Democrats haven't sorted that out yet, and that's going to be the story of the next 3 years to see which Democratic Party.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He emerges.
Final question, gentlemen. I've had people comment about this to me personally, and it's considering extremism in politics these days. People are sick and tired of it, to be honest, and they enjoy your conversations, Hancock and Kelly, talking from a moderate standpoint about things and reasonable standpoint about things. How do you think we get to a place where we are not so extremist? I'll start with you, John.
Well, I think it's fairly simple. You have a fewer number of people voting in primary elections. They tend to be to the fringe of the ideological spectrum, and so they get to pick the candidates who are nominated to be on the ballot in November. And the reality of American politics is, by the time you go to vote in November, we are so polarized and we are so geographically compacted ideologically that 85% of the November elections are decided before a single vote is cast. And they're decided because whoever wins the primary in the majority party part of that jurisdiction by default wins. So we've been nominating more extreme candidates. And then our choices in November have been the lesser of two evils. And people are getting turned off. And it's a spiral. As people get turned off, fewer participate. If more people voted in primary elections, politics in this country would be different.
Very interesting. Michael, last thoughts.
Well, he's right. And we got a real world example of that about to take place in the St. Louis area. We have both the county executive for St. Louis County and St. Charles County going to be up in the next election. And John's exactly right. And St. Charles, the winner of that race and whoever the county executive will be chosen in the Republican primary. Vice versa in St. Louis County, whoever wins the Democratic primary. And unfortunately, people are having a hard time participating in elections, period, much less the primary elections. And John's exactly right. And 80% of the elections in this country, it's the primary that matters. So we have to engage those people and help them understand that, no, you can have rational thought. You have to participate at the beginning and put your common sense hat on. And I think that's hopefully where politics will go. Right now, it continues to go to the extremes.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock, you guys are stars. Thanks for being on.
Sorry, brother.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.